4 AAE mobile monitoring.
Calling stations KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, this is KR4AAE. That's you out there, Lloyd, is that correct?
There it is.
See, Lloyd, you making your commute over to the to your office this morning?
Yes, sir, and hopefully when I get to the Pelham Road and Woods are crossing, it's not a disaster. It was definitely backed up yesterday for longer than usual.
Copy that. I hope it doesn't get too backed up over by Pelham 85. I lose all my time that I've made up to get to the office early.
Yeah, I pretty much think every day if you make that wish, you wasted a wish in breath, because pretty much 85 and Pelham Road is always a disaster.
Yep, that is true. One day that it's not a disaster, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. Maybe I'll get lucky.
That or hell has frozen over.
I hear that one. I have not heard that phrase in quite some time. I'm going to have to bring that one out of the archives at the office.
Yeah, and even makes it worse during a shift change that it even backs up worse. It's definitely an area that will get you upset very quickly.
Oh yeah, I've got a Garmin smartwatch and it monitors my heart rate and things like that. And you know, I was driving on 85 probably a couple days ago, and the stress meter went off and said, "You're a little stressed. Should you try a breathing exercise to lower your stress level?" And I just laughed because I'm sitting there right in 85 in bumper-to-bumper traffic for probably 20 minutes, easily.
Now, that would be funny to hear when you have no way of getting around that stress. And then when you're in areas like that, then you have the people that try to zip in and out of traffic just to get one or two cars ahead. Just makes it even worse.
Yep, and I always remember my dad telling me when he was teaching me how to drive. He said, "Son, you can only go as fast as the car in front of you. And who cares if you're a couple minutes early or a couple seconds late? You're going to get there eventually. So just sit back and relax and don't stress about it."
Yeah, because when you get stressed out like that, trying to drive or pretty much anything just makes the situation worse.
That's why I'm glad I've got the ham radio in the car so I can chat and talk hobbies while I'm sitting there in traffic. Definitely takes the stress away.
What kind of radio do you have that you're talking on?
On the ICOM 2730A Alpha with Romat. Yeah, I can't remember the model number, but it's a 2-meter, pretty dang tall antenna. There's a couple guys on here using it, and they're like, "Yeah, we get good reception on that thing. We can get the repeater all the way down in, like, Simpsonville, Gray Court area." I'm like, sold. I will take that right now. So I want to reach a lot of repeaters in the car now.
Sorry about that. I stepped on some of your transmission. I didn't hear what kind of radios you had, nor antenna.
It was an ICOM 2730A with a COMET 2x4, like a 34, 35-inch antenna. I don't know what wave it is. I can tell you if I look at the packaging. But it's a pretty good antenna. There are a couple guys out here that use the same one, and they can hit the Caesar's Head repeater all the way down in, like, the Simpsonville Gray Court area. So I was like, give it a try. And it works good.
You're definitely coming in very clear. I'm on Highway 14 coming up on Pelham Road. I have the Yaesu FT2980 and with the antenna that they recommend that comes with it. And only in certain spots do I have issues.
You're coming in crystal clear, which is awesome. Yeah, I'll have to look up. Is that the auto-tuning antenna, or is that just the regular fixed antenna?
It's a fixed antenna, and I'm running on the lowest power, so you know, that's definitely, as they say, the recommended thing to do is so you don't burn your radio up, and because also this does not have a cooling fan, so it's the case when it disperses the heat, that's how it cools itself off. And the only time I've noticed that it really gets hot like that is during the summertime, that when I'm talking for a good bit of time frame, the case will be pretty good and nice and warm.
Good to know about the cooling fan. I know this one has the detachable face, so I've got the face sitting there on the dashboard, and then the actual unit is under the seat. And when I start talking, I'll hear the fan kick on. But that's a good reminder. If I do swap radios, but I don't think I will anytime soon. I'm pretty satisfied with this little ICOM right now. Get the job done.
Yeah, I'm definitely, you know, very happy with this radio. One of the other hams, the Chad Hightower, he definitely recommended this radio, and I've definitely had no issue with it. And some point in time, as they say, when I'm talking about people getting the HF, they said, well, you can look yourself to death because it's not a cheap hobby.
I definitely know that one because I'm kind of looking myself to death, but I finally decided, all right, this is the HF rig I'm getting. I'm going to get in the summertime and call it a day.
Yeah, the one that I've looked at is going to be either the ICOM or the Yaesu 991A. I just got to, you know, find a way to hide the antenna because I'm in an HOA, and I do have some trees that I can try to hide it in. They're not really tall trees, but it's, you know, one that I can pretty much hide it in, or do the hide something in the attic. There's even people talk about you're making your gutter your antenna. And I wish I had more space where my flagpole is, because I would just replace that for the flagpole antenna, but I don't have enough of a yard to put the runners out.
Yes. How to hide the antenna. I'm in an HOA as well, so I have to figure out how to hide my antenna, although I don't think they're going to really say much about it if I keep it nice and hidden somehow. But yeah, on the radios, I'm definitely looking at the same Yaesu as well, the tribander. I think that's the 991A. And I was definitely looking at an ICOM for an HF rig as well.
With the 991, I just got it. You have to buy the power supply with it because it does not come with one. And then I just got to make sure that the outlet that I'm going to plug it into, the circuit breaker will handle that. And then also try to find a place to put it where it's not disturbing people when they're trying to watch TV or my neighbor, and just kind of see where it keys up at and make sure it doesn't interfere with anything.
R4AAE. Yeah, that's one thing I've got to look out for. Of course, you're an HOA, so the houses are probably pretty close, so I got to be careful on the HF stuff. And, you know, last time I put up an antenna in my attic, I was setting my fire alarm off and said, whoops. I was like, don't do that.
Yeah, that's always a thing to watch out for. There's probably about 30 feet between my neighborhood, because it's an older neighborhood, and I'm actually the only one on Highway 14 of Holly Tree that faces the road. All the other ones are behind the, you know, on a separate main road.
Yes, Holly Tree. I'm very familiar with that area. There's some nice area to live in back there.
Yes, there is. And the worst thing about me being part of the HOA, the president of the HOA lives right across the street from me, so I would definitely have to kind of scope it out and see when she's at work to get the antenna up, or do it during the, you know, dark time where she couldn't see.
What are the chances of that happening, that you live across the street from the HOA president?
Yeah, there's always the one in a million, but it is funny when, probably, well, within 10 years ago, I had a diseased tree taken down, and in the HOA bylaws, it states that if the tree is damaged, or, I mean, not damaged, but shows a clear fungus or something diseased part of it, you can take it down without having to go through the architectural committee. And she obviously saw me doing it, and she sent the letter through the HOA that I was supposed to go through the architectural committee and this, that, and the other, and that I needed to replace that tree. And then I just showed it to her, said that it was diseased and something would, you know, so it had to be taken down so it didn't, you know, fall on the house or cause damage to anything else.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't, they're trying to enforce a lot of the stuff in our HOA, however, I don't think anybody's really going to be that strict about it, so I think I could get away with a couple things, but yeah, there's some of those people who are just very, I don't know, picky, or I don't even know what the right word is for somebody who's like that.
Yeah, it just pretty much amounts to somebody that has way too much time on their hands. And what really made it funny is she actually had some trees cut down, and I found out from one of my friends that's actually on the architectural committee that she did not go through the same process, so they sent her a letter about having, you know, going through the architectural committee before removing trees. So I had a good laugh on that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you got the rule out there and you're making everybody else follow the rule, just because you're HOA president doesn't mean you can bypass the rules. I mean, if you're going to enforce them, you need to follow them as well. That's just my opinion.
Yep, that's the way life goes. You know, no one's, you know, should try to go around the guidelines that are set in place. And hopefully at some point in time, I know they were trying to, they had a bill in Congress, I think it was called H.R. 206, to allow the use of ham radio antennas.
Yeah, I heard about that one. I'm not sure where it went. But I also tell my daughter, like, there's some rules you follow, some you bend, and some you break. Now, we'll let you know which ones those are when you get older, and you'll figure them out on your own. But just remember that. Rules are life preservers, not a fence.
Yep, that is definitely true.
I'm about to pull in my office here, so I better finish things up here. But it's nice chatting with you on the way to work. So I'll be clear on your final 73s for temporarily. Maybe I'll catch you on the afternoon commute home. This is KR4AAE for K... Oh, gosh, I can't remember the call sign now. Man, terrible. No, PXB. I think it's KO4PXB. I'll take a stab at it.
Correct. All right, sir. Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.